The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
We're recording.
Finally.
Playing a game.
Been here 2.5 hours.
Hey, we had things to do. Gambit.
One. No, you haven't.
Yeah, no, I got here at 6:15. It's 8:39.
Yeah.
So you it's 2.5 hours. I'm sorry, I was off by 7 damn minutes.
Yeah, you were. We're until time.
I feel like if you were this much of a perfectionist, you wouldn't live a life.
I feel like if you weren't this much of an ass, you could just do
Wow. Wow.
So the problem. I feel like there's a little truth in that statement. So, I'm going to take my ball and go home.
So, we had a lovely chat right beforehand where we talked very seriously. So.
About the things that would make us want to leave.
This is it. You come to that.
This is us signing off.
End of episode.
Like when you edit it, like seriously, just like a fade to black kind of a thing. And
so, yeah, expect some extra sass, I think, because we talked about serious topics, and we sure as hell don't do that very often. So,
no.
So, I'm not really sure where the last episode ended. Troy had to work early, so we sort of petered
off.
That was the main excuse ending early.
For you guys, I did not say let's end the session early.
I'm pretty sure Jeff and I still sat here, so...
Yeah, we sat here for a while.
So, I mean, we weren't rushing off, but there was a general hue and cry of Troy must work early, so we should end.
By everybody but Troy.
Regardless.
I'm trying to be nice.
So the point I was trying to get...
Start now.
You. You're going to get 1 hour before you have to go to work. That's all.
You said but Troy.
You're working tomorrow? We're playing till 6. Good luck, sucker.
I kind of like that, Butt Troy.
Yeah. That should be the name of your new character.
Butt Troy!
Butt Troy!
Troy's being
tested. I'm killing all these ass tonight! Try and stop me! I maintain, like, from the first D&D game we played, like, we end the game, we should do a round-robin Mortal Kombat tournament with our characters.
No.
Yes!
I think that would be very, very easily won by one or two characters at the table.
Okay.
I'm just
that's like, I also don't want to do that because then when characters die and someone says, hey, I want to continue with that, Cody grabs your sheet and rips it up. No, I'm saying after the campaign was done. Like,
I understand that.
Last one.
Okay.
Yeah, Vin Diesel's been playing the same character for 30 damn years.
I'm sure it's died once or twice.
You don't
sure.
know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be like a what if type scenario.
No,
yeah,
Cody
it's an Elseworld.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Faerun is a part of the 10 realms that have to fight with Outworld.
And then when you come back the next week and ask for your character sheet, what character sheet? You died in Mortal Kombat.
Well, I wouldn't.
I believe one half of Mortal Kombat is in fact the word mortal.
Checks out. Yep. Fact check.
It's in there.
No alternative facts here. That is, in fact, the...
You're right. If I was afraid I was going to lose, too, I'd probably try to shy away from that idea.
Oh, snap.
He was taking the ball and going home.
That look.
Get your ass
paladin. Both my paladin and this character would kick any of yours ass.
I f***ing challenge you right now.
Especially to the half-dragon that got in a f***ing carriage.
He's a bitch now.
Oh, okay. Sorry, but she's gonna kill you.
She's tougher. She's tougher.
Yeah, she's undead now.
You know, we'll see. When the DM doesn't have to roll to change her stats, she gets to be pretty damn tough.
All right. Speaking of Strahd, let's play it.
Oh, I mean, I thought they were gonna settle this duel in the virtual realm of fightingness.
I think they're gonna literally murder each other, like IRL. So.
The monk punches the Goliath in the f***ing nuts. Let's go.
Does 17 hit? Oh, I'm sorry. Does a 25 hit?
Nope.
It's not Mortal Kombat. It's not real. He can make up whatever numbers he wants. The barbarian flies away.
Well, thank God I used my +20 fist.
What's one of those extendo fists?
What's funny is, like, the monk is supposed to be a nice character, and he just uses friendship as his finisher.
What?
What?
Johnny Cage uses friendship as a finisher?
You know, so, right? Are we going to do the D&D thing now, or is Lucas going to continue to tell
jokes? You don't remember friendship?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't understand why the half-orc monk has anything to do with Johnny Cage performing the move Friendship. He's supposed to
be nice. No, mine's a lawful neutral. His character's good.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So, as I was trying to say, because of the ending that we had last week, I'm not really sure where we're going to end. So maybe we'll cut a part of last week's episode into this, perhaps. We could do a minor recap. Gone upstairs.
Wrong pipe, sorry.
You're breathing. How is that a wrong pipe? It's the only pipe.
Continue.
Did you swallow the smoke down your stomach? Because that's the wrong pipe.
Yeah, I really think I did swallow a bit of it. And it's a little gross.
He's a spitter.
I don't understand how a lifetime smoker gets smoking wrong, but okay.
I mean, do you trip on things occasionally, smoker?
Yeah, when they're in the way.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been walking? Your whole life minus like 9 months, 10 months. Bitches! You know what, Cody? Don't talk to the talent.
It'll be sad when that monk drops off into a lake of fire.
Don't worry, I'll make a new, even more annoying character.
I'm sure you will, and that'll be Jeff's problem. So, there was a thing with a bell tower and a two-headed guy playing a violin that the clapper of which was taken by Pither. There was a proceeding down to the basement, during which there was a wine cellar and a scroll found.
Truth.
And action.
Hey, look at this scroll, guys.
Actually, I found it.
Okay. What was the scroll again? It was a spell or something?
Hero's Feast.
Yes, Hero's Feast.
I rolled Arcana and figured out what it was.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, you should probably take this. I don't think I can use this.
I don't think anybody
Which
can use
we
it,
looked
can
up that
I can try.
There's a roll that you can do to... Because it's not like 3rd edition where only spellcasting classes.
No, I'm pretty sure that it's on my spell list.
Either way, you can keep it. I don't need it. I got this badass health potion that I found. I'm good.
Party loot.
Hero's Feast is a 6th level cleric spell.
What?
So, I still have to roll to cast it, since I can't cast 6th level yet. But
okay, we're close.
That sounds lovely.
No, I'm not anywhere near 6th level spells.
Yeah, it's not like your 6th level cleric gets 6th level clerics.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okie dokie then. So, we're going to survey the rest of the Abbey?
Yeah, let's go kill those other homunculuses. Is there anything else in here that you needed to find? You were looking for some information at the Abbey, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Did we already
Well, I was told this was a great repository of knowledge, so I'm assuming there's a library somewhere. Perhaps we can question one of these weird chimera things.
Was it 2 separate buildings? We don't have the map anymore.
Yes.
Yes, there were 2 separate buildings.
One of them was screaming, and the other one was not.
Yes. Ah, that's the screaming buildings of...
One of them involved lots of screaming. Critic.
Yeah.
Must be feeding time.
That's where the mad science is going on.
Is the body of the angel thing still around?
It turned to dust.
Yep.
The flesh golem is still there.
Angel
Let's
dust.
Let's feed it to the things. They're hungry.
There's also the 2 guys that brought us up here and a bird-like thing that was chained up. So there are other creatures here that may want to try to kill us.
Yeah, they may have tried want to try to kill us, but you guys are not going to like what the monk's going to do, so let's just continue.
Okay.
Dramatic foreshadow.
It's not dramatic foreshadow. I just re-listened to the episode where I got all affected by seeing Ileana all tied up in arena, whatever. So now... It's like,
then the flesh golem probably would have set you off when she realized that the guy chopped up a bunch of women and sewed them together.
Yeah. But now also, we want to free these things if they won't kill us.
Yeah, they're probably really hungry and they probably want to kill us.
Just meta game. I'm probably going to do that. Spoilers.
You're going to what?
Nothing. Let loose the animals if they're not going to eat us.
Okay.
I think it's a bad idea to do that.
I know it's a bad, it's not an idea. It's not like the, like it's, he said for the rest of the game, this is going to affect me in ways, and I feel like this is the way that it would manifest. Trying to free something that's trapped. It's incapable of feeding itself because it's locked in there. Sorry, I'm not talking to the microphone.
Yep, I'm not allowed to speak to you, so I'll just point at the microphone.
Don't speak to me.
Lucas, could you please tell Matt to turn his face towards the mic?
You turn your face to the mic.
Why do you guys gotta cuss all the time?
All right, what are you guys doing?
Going to the other building.
Oh, yeah, that's
the one
right.
That's not screaming?
No. We're in the not screaming building.
Yeah, you're in the not screaming.
I thought there were two side buildings. I'm sorry.
No, there are two buildings.
I can't find that map. There's a center courtyard between the two buildings, and there are, like, you're probably thinking of, there's like a couple of small shacks inside that courtyard.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a really well-drawn
map.
Wasn't
there towers with scarecrows or something?
Yes, there was like, there's like a palisade because it's walled in.
Yeah.
So you guys are in this smaller building here.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It's a big old...
What's up at the top there?
This?
Yeah.
You saw it when you came in. It's a garden.
Looks like ahead of them. God. If you turn that sideways, it looks like balls on a wiener.
I guess kind of.
Yeah, like we're right now in the nads.
Go Matt sees balls and wieners and everything.
Yeah, no, he does. Absolutely.
Yeah, especially your butthole when I'm f***ing you.
F***ing sensitive tonight or what? Jesus. Loud to dish it, but can't take it.
I have to strike him down now or he'll become more powerful.
It's all that card throwing earlier. Matt's been practicing it 6 hours a day.
Right, so it's
card throwing and insulting Jeff.
Yeah.
There are no other doors in this building that we're in because we went all the way downstairs, right?
You went upstairs, you went downstairs, you pretty much covered this particular building.
Okay, so the library's not in this building. Let's move on to the next building.
Give me a roll of some kind so we can at least pretend we're actually playing a role-playing game.
47.
Excellent. I don't know. Give me... I want a f***ing ID check, wizards. Give me a...
Haven't we established over the past 3 years, though, that an idea check is insight? Haven't we established that?
I feel like, yeah.
I really feel like we have at this point.
Well, when you're talking to people, you get insights. I don't know if you can just get insights from not remembering some shit that we talked about two weeks ago.
History.
I'll give you an insight. Sure. Insight's fine.
17. My insight's fine.
5.
Is there a 7 or a 1? A 7 plus 5, so not high enough to get
21.
So Davin, because of the conversation with the abbot, you're pretty sure that there probably isn't an actual repository of knowledge here.
Awesome.
He was very vague about that intentionally, and I know Matt was giving me some strange looks and kept asking him to like see things. He kept talking about how it was sort of all in his head and he was a repository of knowledge about religion. So you're getting the sense that if they're, based on the way that this place is sort of poorly maintained, if there is a repository of knowledge in this place, it's probably not in good shape because he maintained whatever he needed to maintain and that was it.
Still want to look.
That, I'm just passing that along.
Other building?
Go to the other building, search the grounds.
Okay.
That was an either or.
The other building was in the tip of the wiener?
Yep.
No. Or the shaft.
Yeah, more shaftal region.
Okay.
So you walk past the courtyard, thick fog, wooden doors to north and east, two wings, stone well, overhanging wall, several stone sheds, padlocked doors, two wooden posts, chained to one of them is a short humanoid with bat wings and spider mandibles.
I want to try to talk to it.
Okie dokie.
I think we tried that and it didn't work because he doesn't speak common.
But it could make itself known that it understands me.
That was at the point you were trying to cast your ritual to speak to it, I believe.
Yeah, that time's passed.
Yep.
Fair enough.
I mean, it only lasts, I think, like...
So, Matt, as you approach the...
I don't think you finished casting it.
I'm staying outside of the reach of the chain, by the way.
It only lasts for so long, I think.
The female, appears to have long, stringy black hair that hides much of the face. But you see...
It's like that bitch from The Ring.
You see spider mandibles that have replaced her around her mouth. So she doesn't really have the jawline and the teeth.
So she has a human head, mostly.
Mostly.
But it just, okay, I was thinking it was a insect head.
Yeah. She has arms and wings like a bat. But one of her feet is human, the other one is a cloven hoof. And she's sort of you notice she's sort of doing almost the childish thing where she's kind of hiding from you behind her hair and by raising her wings. And she's definitely, like, shiftily watching the four of you.
I don't really know what I'll say here. excuse me there. Okay, does it have eyelids?
Yeah, it's human eyes.
Like, is it on the ground? It's not, like, just flapping around continuously?
No.
Okay, okay.
It's hunched down on the ground and has sort of curled its wings around itself. And it's almost sort of Dracula style, got its arm like poked up. So it's hiding as much as of itself as it can while watching you.
Can you understand me? Raise your hand wing.
You see no reaction. Anyone can roll insight.
17 again.
Look at you go.
9.
15.
Pither, you realize that the posture has changed slightly. More defensive and guarded. The thing is ready to move, if need be. You know, sort of like that animal, you know, a deer suddenly hears a noise and you see it sort of, like, crouch and get ready to spring. The same sort of thing.
If you're going to talk to her, maybe less harshly.
Madam. do you wish to be free? We have dispatched with the Lord of the Manor.
No real change. Just shifting the weight back and forth.
I draw my dagger.
How?
Just
with pen and paper.
I just
make me a dex check.
Well, is she chained or is she roped?
She's chained. She's got a manacle around her ankle.
Okay, I don't draw my dagger.
Did we find a key anywhere?
No.
Don't think so.
Perception check, Matt.
10.
Cool. I approach her one step, hands, and like a... what I could easily turn into a defensive pot, like, you know, martial arts defensive, but like to show that there's no danger for me.
Yeah, no. Are you just taking a step forward, or are you taking...
I'm taking a step at a time and making sure she's not gonna jump at me.
So you take a step, you take a second step. As you lift up your foot and start to take the third step, you see her spread her bat wings and sort of chitter, and then she sort of takes flight and pushes more distance between the two of you. So now she's like behind the pole, that, you know, kind of like a dog, you know what I mean, that's running around the lead, just sort of jumps and floats back a few feet from you and now is farther away from you.
Okay, is it like where she's staked to the ground? Does it look like I can pull the stake up?
Maybe, but it would still require... she's not on much of a chain. She just probably just cleared the post that's in the ground, so she's only on a length of chain that's maybe just a few feet. You know, maybe 4, 5, 6 feet. So you would have to get quite close to her.
Okay, the abbot said that he created these things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I feel like that could have been done quieter. Sorry.
I've got something that I want to try, but I have to rest first.
In a long rest?
Yes, I have to re-memorize spells.
Okay, so you have a spelly thing you want to try.
I have a spell that I want to try, but I don't know that it will work, because I don't know what he did to them.
Hmm. We need to rest for 8 hours before you can do it.
Yeah.
What was the fella's name inside?
Health back.
That's still alive, the one playing the cello?
I don't remember.
Did you ever get his name?
Yeah.
We did. I just don't remember his name.
Yeah.
Because the Deva told us a bunch of times what his name was.
I think it was Fred.
Absolutely. It was indeed Fred.
Or Zed or something.
Or Cloven.
That sounds right. Yeah. Like, did Cloven ever say, like, what he feeds him and shit? Because, like, we can't just leave him like this. If we're going to leave for 8 hours, we need to feed this thing.
Give me an insight roll, Matt.
Three.
Yeah, no, you should definitely feed them.
Okay.
Weren't the bells ringing before we came up here?
Yeah.
Yes.
So they were recently fed.
Yes, they were recently fed.
All right.
Cloven also told you that if you got rid of the bell, when you tore the clapper out of it,
yeah,
he said something about how about them not being fed. And in case you have forgotten, what did you say? Anyway, his response was, you said something about them never being fed again, or something about them, something to that effect, and he seemed perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
You get the sense that Cloven does not give a fuck about feeding them. So, just reminding you of things that happened last time, whether or not you four remember it or not.
So, okay, do we hole up and go to Betty Bye, or do we go to the next building?
I'm going to the next building.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, what I want to do doesn't have to be right here in the middle of everything. So
I'm still going to try to get... I mean, are you telling me this, or are you telling him that?
No, I'm telling the monk this.
Oh, okay.
That I have something I would like to try.
Are you going to do any damage to her?
No, absolutely not.
All right, if I have your word on that.
Of course you do.
Okay.
Are you trying something now, or is this a redo spells?
Redo spells.
Madam, okay. We'll be back later. I apologize.
Okay.
Really consider learning English while we're gone.
Common.
I love him. He's really great in Hell on Wheels.
So you go and you,
pretty good in John Wick 2, as well.
And what?
He's pretty good in John Wick 2.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
So yeah. You go and you open the door then? How do you get up to the...
I don't know, DM.
No, I was thinking that it would make... Well, maybe not. I was thinking from a defensive standpoint, if this were a castle, would you have a way to get to the battlements from inside the courtyard? But I guess technically you wouldn't. You would want your archers firing down on people without having an easy access for them to get up. I just find it strange that in the courtyard, there's no way to get up to the palisade.
Okay.
But I'm double-checking to make sure that there isn't.
Tell me where a door is, and let's go to
the
door.
The only other door that you see, well, there are a couple of towers, but the only other door you see is to go into the abbey itself.
Okay.
You open the door?
Yes.
Okay. Can we listen at it first or something?
Nope. Opening it.
If you want. You open it up to a small foyer. It's about a 20-foot square room. This room used to be an office, as evidenced by the remains of a desk and a chair, both of which have been smashed to pieces. A hallway to the south leads to a staircase going up. A dark passage to the east is full of unnatural whispers, mad laughter, and bestial odors.
Hello? Anybody? Anybody home?
All right, we'll forego that. You begin to hear perception checks. We'll see what you hear.
18.
Unnatural 20.
9. Nope. 10.
Well, we wouldn't be able to save you, of course, because you're the talent.
21.
Yeah.
Well, again, I would like to...
I know you were. Thank you.
Now, I'd like to point out this is the second time you've choked doing a basic human thing today.
No, that was this motherfucker.
You choked on smoke. You choked on smoke. And now you've choked on a Sour Patch Kid. Do we need to not talk while you eat, or...
He choked on Twix! Why don't you give him some shit?
Because you're the one being sensitive for a change, as opposed to Lucas.
Yeah.
Good, you guys.
And on the Rancor's Brothel, we always pick off the weakest person we can find.
Can we go ahead and take an 8-hour rest? I'm down 10 hit points.
So everyone except for the monk...
Are you really?
No, I don't know.
I was being him.
I'm way down. I'm at 29 out of 52.
I'm down 13 hit points.
You hear...
But I have 6 temp.
We need to stop playing because I think somebody's going to f***ing die. You all hear... Somebody got a really high score. 20 or 21?
I got an unnatural 20.
He had 20, I got 18.
I had 21.
Okay, so Lestat and Davin, you both hear... You heard it first when you first walked in, and it was a slight... So there are plenty of noises. You hear moans, you hear laughter, you hear other things, but you hear, like, the sound of bare flesh on stone, sort of a slap, slap.
B-A-R-E, bear?
Yes.
Okay.
Slap.
Lots of animals.
Sounds like footsteps?
Heavy footsteps?
Wet footsteps?
Yes, I think all of these would be applicable.
Heavy, wet footsteps.
But the thing that you hear, Pither, and the thing that you guys realize is as soon as the monk cries, "Hello, anyone home?" it goes from a tap, tap, tap to a thud, 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 thud coming in your direction.
Close the door, close the door, close the door, close the door. We never said we went in the building, to be fair. We opened the door.
I went in the building.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure several people stood in the building.
Yes.
Yep.
So there's a slight hallway essentially to your right, and you can tell that there's a long hallway. You're not seeing all the way down to the end of it. But you're definitely hearing something big. Run this way. Everybody has an action.
I would like to ready an action.
Just ready this conversation.
So what are the rules on that? Have we decided?
You have an action.
What's above us? Like, how's the ceiling look?
Stone ceiling. You've walked in sort of...
Are there timbers? Are there, like, crossbeams?
Not really. What you... You would get the sense that you sort of walked in under... You know there's a second level above you. You can kind of tell that there's a bit of an angle to the wall beside you, so you assume that the stairs... Like, you're walking in under the stairs, if that makes sense.
How many feet do we have from where... I'm assuming he's just inside the door, like, you're not far into the building... So how long is this hallway?
I don't know. I gotta go get the map now.
But
yeah, that's what I had wrong with the map. Okay, put yourselves in there.
So this is upstairs?
Yes, you guys are all in that little square.
Okay. Which one was you?
You all have stepped into that room.
This guy is here. That's me.
No, the thumpy.
He stepped in that room.
We're in here?
No, we're not. Nope, he went in.
I am. I'm f***ing here. How about
good
that?
Lord.
Hello.
Okay.
Everybody gets an action.
The sound is coming from down
that
the hallway.
Long hallway. Yeah. Okay, yeah, you can stand there.
I don't know if I want to do what I was going to do now.
Well, that's why I said you get an action. That's why I want to know where you are.
How high is the ceiling?
10 feet.
I'm ready to strike anything that scares me.
You can't
me.
Ready. You stood outside and then you moved in. That was your action.
I don't have any key points left.
So, action, I cast Crusader's Mantle.
Okay. You want to remind everybody what that does?
Crusader's Mantle. Holy power radiates from you in an aura within 30-foot radius, awakening boldness in friendly creatures. Until the spell ends, which is 1 minute.
Notice that we all feel nothing.
The aura moves with you, centered on you. While in the aura, each non-hostile creature in the aura, including you, deals an extra 1d4 radiant damage when it hits with a weapon attack, which means your punches are now radiant damage because those are your weapons.
Okay.
Cool.
That was my own action. As well as probably holding a sword.
So will that make his punches magical?
Yes.
That's what he just said.
Yeah, it's radiant damage. If his punches are... His hands
radiant,
are his weapons.
He deals radiant damage. Radiant damage is not necessarily magical.
Well,
because of a spell.
No, it's just as if his fists deal radiant damage.
Because they're enchanted.
Not wrong.
We're chicken and egging here, but yes.
So for 1 minute... Everybody gets an extra d4 of radiant damage on top of whatever they're hitting with.
I mean, before, when Troy was enchanting his weapon with his paladin spells, those attacks counted as magic.
Right, but I don't think he says in there that the weapons counted. They're counted as radiant, not necessarily
yeah,
counted as
magic. Yeah, it's just extra 1d4 radiant damage. Yeah, it's not magical, it's radiant.
Don't matter to me. I'm just arguing for the sake of arguing.
I mean, I feel like radiant damage is, in a way, magical itself.
It's just a damage type.
Right.
It's not inherently
magical.
It's not inherently
magical. But it cuts
through
things that it shouldn't. Other things wouldn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Because you're dealing an extra 1d6 radiant damage,
four,
right?
1d4.
1d4. So the thing is if Matt punches, his punch is not magical, but the 1d4 is. Which is going to be applicable because, holy shit, guess what? It's another f***ing flesh golem. Roll initiatives.
Oh, super.
Did everybody else already take their action? Was moving your action?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I didn't.
I mean, well,
you
moved
the f*** up, Jeff. What did you want to do?
I don't know. I got 12. What'd you get?
No, I'm going last.
Okay.
Did you just crit fail it?
Yes, I did.
I got an 8 total.
19.
Well, that's good because it's right in front of you.
So. Pither got a 19.
Did you? What was your ready action to hit it as soon as it turned around?
No, there wasn't. No, he just moved.
Oh, he just moved.
Matt, what did you get?
12.
Monk got 12. Lucas got
8.
And then 1.
Well, I assume he adds something to it.
Well, 3. It's a crit fail either way.
Well,
it's a 3 total.
Yeah, but if this thing has a -1 to
there
initiative,
there is no crit fail for
initiative.
So 3.
You don't fall over
3.
For rolling on
okay.
It. That's come up a multiple.
We've been playing this for 3 years. You haven't figured that out?
Learn your spells.
Why do you talk like that?
Mm-hmm. Imitating you is pretty accurate.
It's the first spell I've ever cast. Exactly. Hope it helps.
Well, yeah, it probably will. All right.
You're so excited you have a spell.
I was going to cast a different one, but everybody wants to fight, so.
We are playing D&D.
Might as well kill it at this point.
Roll plus dex, yeah?
Yes.
Initiative, yeah.
Yeah. Pither, you see a flesh golem standing in front of you.
Does it look menacing?
Yes. It looks ready to hurt you. It's going, and insert other Frankenstein-esque things.
Oh, does a 16 hit? Remember, it doesn't have armor.
It is a golem, so yes. What are you attacking with?
My, Spear of Destiny. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. May just go make it a little easier, I have a feeling.
That's a 7 plus...
Add a d4 with that.
Can I do this first, please?
No. Do it all at once.
Just the guy that needs his shoes off to do math.
13 plus 2, so 15.
Okay.
Does a 12 hit?
It does.
Oh, wow.
Probably the the minimum there.
10, 13, so 28.
It's probably already half dead.
It is a golem. So you push the spear into its innards in a shot that would kill most men. You pull, no internal organs come out, but some fluid that vaguely seems blood-like does. So you hit it again in the same spot, soft spot, you make a bigger hole. It doesn't seem to react because it is a flesh golem. Matt, your turn.
Take a step up.
Yep.
I'm gonna hit it like a bitch.
With?
My Fists of Fury.
Okay. Which are still melee damage, yes?
Yes.
They're not magical.
Right, but the radiant damage will be.
The radiant damage will be radiant damage, not magical
damage. It'll count, right?
Just roll your damage.
Well, no, if it's not gonna work, I'm not gonna hit it.
Well, we were just debating this. Go ahead, what'd you roll?
First one's 21.
Hits?
Second one, crit fail. Third one, hits.
So you need to roll 2 damage plus 1d4. Is it 1d4 per attack?
Max damage, 11.
This doesn't
and 7.
Specify with weapon attack.
I'm so assuming it's
19 plus 4 radiant.
Okay, because that it does make a difference.
Yeah, the elemental damage will go through.
Yes, the straight bludgeoning will not. Your fists hit soft tissue. And there's, like, no bone, there's no organs to hit, so you feel your hands kind of sock off of it.
Would my nunchucks do anything different?
It's just that, no. It has damage immunity, which means it cuts in half damage from bludgeoning, piercing, slashing.
And you only get this once?
You get that once per attack.
It just says when it hits with a weapon attack. It
yeah, no, you get so it per attack.
So, yes.
So then another 2 radiant.
So, for example, in that case, that's a 6 of full damage. And then you did 19 punching.
Yeah.
So since that's a non-magical attack,
yeah,
it's going to cut that in half. So that'd be, what, 9?
It has damage immunity or damage resistance.
Don't help him.
Oh, that's right. It does have total immunity from it. But I think that's... yeah, but you're all hitting with magical weapons.
Yeah.
Think about that fight again.
Yeah.
Because damage immunity is...
Immunity.
Please hit the creature. Please hit us with your creature. Because I'm sure he's next.
So don't even bother you're next. I'm rolling your attack, your... Punch, just roll the radiant.
Okay. Well, no, the punch, I'm still digging.
No.
Damage.
No, it's immunity.
Oh,
sorry, misspoke.
Thanks.
It's like Corvus Jeff. Had.
This is exactly why you couldn't hit the other flesh golem. That's why that fight would have been ridiculous had you not had magical weapons. Because that thing would have just kept punching you. Rukus.
14 hits.
Yep, it does. It is a big, fleshy bit of fleshness.
5 plus...
that's 10, easy, that's 10.
Plus a d4. Plus 3 more radiant.
18 damage.
What about your dex bonus?
You talking? Yeah, 4. Oh, shit. Yeah. 4 plus 7. So the first one was 7. No, it's a 5 because it's a plus 1. I'm so sorry.
Ear bowl.
I'm so sorry.
All right,
it's a plus 1 weapon.
What's your ability plus?
Well, because it's a plus 1 sword.
No, yeah, I know. I know. What is your ability plus? What ability are you using?
And you want to do a number crunchy game, Jeff.
Dex.
Okay, so your dex is plus 3.
No, it's right, yeah, right here.
Yeah. Okay, so you're adding 4.
Yeah, so it should have been 7.
8, so 18
total.
No.
More than that, because he rolled an extra 13.
8 initially.
Yes.
Plus
8 plus 10. 10.
Plus 3.
Plus 3, so 21.
21.
Sorry, I missed 3.
I'm sorry that I can't do math.
I'm going to just add an extra couple to it, and we'll call it evensies, because 21. Your math sucks. There, we'll add a couple more.
Okay.
All right.
And then my bonus action.
At this point, we've talked about 4 numbers, and I don't remember which
my bonus
one I had
action, I can disengage and pop back out without getting the nop attack.
All right.
Now it's his turn.
Thanks. Now it is its turn, because I rolled the same initiative as you, and I had a minus 1, which is why I needed to know what your number was.
Oh, okay.
Which one does it want to hit?
The one doing the most damage.
Nope. Slide him over one spot. He apparently wants to fight the little guy, because that's what the random die roll was.
Oh, it hasn't even hit him.
Huh?
That little guy?
Yeah, that little guy. Right.
Oh, that's fine, then.
Disadvantage.
Being a bitch.
Am I this guy?
What?
Oh, my bad. Okay.
I took my action to dodge.
Speaking of that, did you?
They finished filming.
Yeah.
I didn't move. I didn't do anything. I dodged.
15?
Nope.
All right. The golem swings at Davin, who took dodge, so he rolls at disadvantage. So he swings 2 mighty swings at Jeff, and he just kind of double fists both hands and swings, and the little guy just drops to the ground, and both fists just smash into the wall and dent the stone, crack the mortar.
Like, you can dent stone.
Okay.
You can chip
fantasy game.
No.
It's your turn, Jeff.
No.
You gotta remember,
I'm a dwarf. I know stone. You can dent it.
You cannot dent stone.
In a game where a thing is made from body parts of random people. You know what? That's the thing we argue about, though. Architecture.
Yeah. Okay. I'll hit it with the axe. Is it a plant?
Let me check. No, not a plant.
Not even one part of it?
No.
What about the stuff? What about the stuffing?
Ooh.
The stuffing could be like cotton.
It's oozy stuffing.
You see?
What's the stitching made
of?
Here's
the fabric of our lives.
No,
it's dead, so is it moldy?
Still a flesh golem.
Nice.
Give me that dice cup back. Some bullshit.
6.
Plus
7.
Plus a d4 of radiant.
Yeah, don't forget that.
It's important.
I know.
9.
He's pointing it out because you're so happy he's cast it.
What? I'm happy that I cast
it. I know! I'm excited for you!
And it's helping.
Since you want to be a spell user in our next game.
Yeah.
Alrighty, back
that's
to the top
be
of the order.
That's a whole lot of math.
Sorry?
It's your turn, sir.
Can I hit it again?
If you like.
That'll hit.
That's my sword.
Oh, that's not a lot. I think I had to figure this out by now. 7, 8.
You're looking to be... He's looking pretty haggard. There are actually, like, the strings coming apart. Large bits of bile and other things are flowing out of it.
11. Oh, you know what? I didn't say I was raging.
Nope.
Too late now.
It's
not
too late.
Rage boner.
9 plus 15.
Now looking pretty haggard. Matt.
2 hits.
8 more.
Does a 12 hit?
It does.
All right, so 3 hits.
So roll your magical addition.
2 4s and a 1, so 9.
So you see the monk leap into the air. And just very quickly, because, I mean, well, I guess you don't, because you're just as tall as it is. I mean, you're freaking huge, too. This is like the clash of giant freaking creatures.
He's like large, medium. Come on.
You actually have to duck in here. There is that. But you just sort of step up, and you just throw left, right, elbow. And probably the right would have done it, but the elbow sort of sealed the deal. And you just hear some sort of pop. And the strings just sort of unravel, and it sort of falls into a pile of gore at your feet.
Damn.
Cool. I would have got it. I would have that health, too.
Oh, and you get temporary hit points for killing it, right?
I do!
Oh, yeah. How long do those last?
Till I rest! Everybody gets 450 experience points for killing another flesh golem very easily because you all have magic weapons. Jeez. You hear hooting and hollering and... from down the hall.
I repeat, hello?
Oh my god.
Alright.
You hear flapping now. What else can I throw at you? What are you guys doing?
Going down the hall.
Alright, you proceed down the hall. Okay. As you proceed down Lay Hall, the lightless corridor has multiple doors behind witch-like creatures that shatter the quiet with their mad cackles and whispered curses. The stench is overpowering.
Breathing through my mouth.
It looks like there are 8 cells probably down here. It's hard to see, because even though you guys come up here in the daytime, there isn't a lot of natural light. In fact, probably if you don't have a light source with you, it's going to be fairly hard to make out anything definite. Which is why it was hard to see the golem running down the hallway, because basically, with the exception of the doors that you pushed open, there's no real natural light in here. You get a little bit of light coming through, like, really small slits in the rooms, because these are sort of cell-like. And you can tell that it looks like the rooms are fairly large, probably 20 by 20. And you also tell that around the corner you could go upstairs to the second level if you desire.
So down this hall is all cells?
Yes. Looks like there's a spot of light down at the end. You would guess it's probably a door out to the gardens.
Okay.
Is there things in the cells?
Yes, you hear gibbering, whimpering.
Is there a window in the door?
That's all there. The building looks bigger than this.
I mean,
this is just the hallway. I mean, the building.
The cells, yeah, it's probably like this and this.
Yes, it is.
It's not all drawn. No.
And it actually goes another 15 feet. I should have brought it back over a little bit. I didn't guesstimate properly. But it's still, I mean, you got to think it's cell, 20 by 20 all the way down. Yeah. Exactly the way you guys filled it in is... Oops, sorry, bumped the mic there. Exactly the way you guys filled it in is correct.
So, okay, I go to the nearest door.
You gonna go on this side or that side?
I'll go on this side.
So is it like a door with a window, or is it bars all the way across?
No, it's more like a, it's more like a steel door with...
Jail or asylum?
It's asylum.
Okay.
It's got a little sliding
window. You are in room S15, which is defined as madhouse.
Oh, okay.
So, I slide it over a little bit. It's a crack.
You can, like I said, there's a little window at the top, so yeah, you can view it. You see that there's a little bit of sunlight coming into this room. The room was once a shared bedchamber, but its furnishings have been destroyed. 3 shrieking mongrels cower in the shadowy northwest corner. One of them cradles something shiny.
Do you speak the common tongue? Or comprehend the common tongue? Or perhaps orcish?
You don't notice any response. They're sort of huddled in the corner, gibbering and shrieking.
I take something from my ration, just some, like, food, a food bit, a food thing. And I am holding it up at the window, because I want to see what the shiny thing is. So I'm seeing if they notice the smell of food and maybe move.
So you're just holding...
The dog just hear a doorbell on the show and start barking?
Yes.
Dogs are stupid.
You know, I haven't seen that dog choke on food before.
Dog licks its own asshole.
Doesn't choke, does it?
You can't do it, can you?
I was going to say, the comeback would be, would you if you first. Could?
Huh?
Maybe you ought to pet him first.
You sort of hold the food out, and you sort of... They all stop gibbering for a minute and sort of turn and just look at you.
What's the shiny thing?
They don't appear to take any notice of what you're saying. Right now, you notice 6, maybe 7 or 8 pairs of eyes. It's hard to tell.
So there's only 3 things.
Yes, I did.
Oh, pairs of eyes. Okay. Gross.
Staring at whatever sort of scrap of food you've got.
Gentlemen, do we want to go on a little treasure hunt here, or what's going on?
Let's go upstairs.
We can't leave these things here to just die. We have to put them out of their misery.
Let's wait until tomorrow.
Can I, he's got a thing that he wants to try, but I want to ask you a simple question. If we release these things and we can't feed them, are they going to go down and kill the villagers? Is that what we want?
Okay, so then I look at him sarcastically and say, have you not noticed I'm trying to gauge their intelligence first?
No, I get that, but I know that you still want to free them.
Well, if I can't free them because they're a danger, I want to free them from their mortal coil.
A mercy killing might be better.
I mean, yeah, but I don't want to do it if it's not necessary.
Fair enough.
So I'm trying to check things. Okay, so, well,
Troy goes upstairs. I'm going to follow Troy.
I'll follow Troy since, yeah, there's nothing. Devin reminded me of he has a plan for this.
You go upstairs?
Yeah.
Clop, 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 clop. A wooden counter shaped like an L stands at the front of this spacious office. All the other furniture has rotted away, leaving heaps of moldy wood and faded cloth.
Oh, good. They're made of plants, though.
As you come up to the top, you notice that there is a door to your left and a door to your right. The door to the left would very logically lead to the palisade. The door to the right leads inward. But you notice the layout of the downstairs is not the same as the layout of the upstairs.
Remind me again, what's a palisade?
I assume I'm using that correctly to say walled thing around a courtyard.
Okay, now. This is like the court. Okay.
Yes.
Where the scarecrows are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will go through the door that's in the building.
Okie dokie. You just open the door or are you walking on in? Since we've already discussed this.
Well, yeah. We have to open the door before we walk in. That's just stupid.
I would prefer to walk in before I open the door.
Thunk!
Ow.
The spacious... 1d4 damage for being a dumbass.
This spacious chamber contains bed frames of wrought iron arranged in two neat rows. Cobwebs and bits of rotten mattress cling to each frame. Three doors are spaced out along the south wall, each one with a plaque mounted on it. You carrying a light source?
I do have a flashlight, in quotes.
Oh, yeah, you got that weird torch thing.
Yeah.
A what now?
Can you see in the dark?
I got a thing.
Bullseye lantern.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got bullseye
That's
lantern.
What it is.
Are you using your bullseye lantern?
I mean, can't we just, like, I have dark vision. Like, can I just look at it?
He doesn't.
Sure.
I would say no. I'll light a torch. Just a regular torch.
Okay. So as you're holding a torch, make me a perception check then.
Crit 20.
Okay, yeah, so I'll say you can go ahead and see it, even though it is quite far away. You notice that, so there are three doors. As you open it up, you've got these two long rows of beds, right? Like, this is straight, like, 1940s hospital. And you see three doors along the right side, and there are, like, golden plaques or something outside denoting what they are. And with your perception check, you see that from west to east, the plaques read operating room, nursery, and morgue. What are you guys doing?
I'm going to make it louder.
He's moving towards the operating room, which was the what room did I say it was? Of course, I just closed my freaking page.
Whatever one is the closest.
Where are you three gentlemen?
Following him.
Hanging back a little bit, but following.
Passive perceptions?
14.
15.
11.
14.
So as you enter this room, these things always remind me of a very, very specific creature from anime, so I don't know that necessarily you guys would have ever seen it or not. But these things remind me of the things out of Vampire Hunter D: Bloodlust.
Yeah.
So, love it. As you're walking in, you all notice actually with the torch that Pither is carrying that, you know, shadows move. But they're not supposed to move like that. And you notice that all the shadows just sort of convalesce into forms.
Coalesce.
No. I make up the words here.
Don't talk to the chat.
You condense stone and you can convalesce.
Convalesce to age.
Yes, they're shadows of dead people. They have convalesced.
Cops.
That cool?
It was the last argument I had was whether it was cops of trees or copes of trees.
Oh.
F***ing shadows appear. Bitches, roll initiative.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.